A group of businessmen and former high-ranking U.S. officials is asking President Obama to relax the embargo on Cuba. They want the president to ease travel and investment restrictions to help Cubans with their economic and social needs. Former Intelligence Chief John Negroponte and George Perez, CEO of the related group, were among the 44 signers of the letter sent last week. Tomas Bilbao is head of the Cuba Study Group, which helped organize the letter. He says the actions called for are well within the president's power.
It's evidence of the growing consensus for the need for more effective policy towards Cuba that prioritizes helping the Cuban people over solely focusing on hurting the Cuban government.
Supporters of the embargo say the demands are misguided. Former Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart of Miami led Congress to write the embargo into law.
This letter is fundamentally rooted in people seeking business with the dictatorship. It's not rooted in something pure. That people are actually asking the President of the United States to violate the law.
A poll by the nonpartisan Atlantic Council found that 64% of the Miami-Dade County adults favored engaging more with Cuba. Miami-Dade has the largest concentration of Cuban Americans in the country. Well, it's on to round two in Colombia. Challenger Oscar Iván Zuluaga defeated the incumbent President Juan Manuel Santos in Sunday's presidential election. But now they go to a runoff. As WLRN America's editor Tim Padgett tells us, Colombia's peace process hangs in the balance.
Oscar Iván Zuluaga is a right-wing former finance minister. He upset Santos with 29% of the vote to the president's 26%. Because neither candidate won a majority, they'll face off in a second round on June 15th. Zuluaga was able to capitalize on growing skepticism about Santos's current peace talks with Colombia's Marxist guerrillas, the FARC. Zuluaga has pledged to halt those negotiations. Experts like Bruce Bagley of the University of Miami say despite Colombia's recent boom, Santos was also hurt by economic discontent.
There are pockets of problems with the pension system, the social security system, health system. There is an agrarian strike going on among peasants.
To save his re-election bid, Santos is bringing former Colombian President Cesar Gaviria on as his new campaign director. Santos could pick up enough votes from Sunday's losing candidates to overtake Zuluaga in the runoff. He might also benefit from a growing intelligence hacking scandal involving Zuluaga. But Bagley says Santos is in a harder-than-expected fight.
There's no question that President Santos has a very tough road to hoe and a very difficult election.
Colombia recently passed Argentina as South America's second-largest economy. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.